The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 100.7 FM, KMLO. You can also listen to or watch this game online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Dustin Stortzum.
We are live inside of the Renfield Auditorium, home of the Pheasants. Dustin Stortzum with you this evening on 100.7 FM KMLO. We are also having a live stream over on our website, drgnews.com, or download the DRG News app, and you can listen there as well. It's 21-1, Potter County going up against the 15-6. Ethan Rustlers, a chance to go to the state tournament, and the winner of this game will head there. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow as we take a look and give a shout-out to our sponsors for their coverage of tonight's game, starting off with C&B Operations of John Deere, Gas and Goodies, Stan's Seed Store, Neumeier and Smith Law Office, LEC Construction Services, and also Brown Agronomy, Schlachter Lumber, Gettysburg Collision Center, Langer's Family Foods, Great Western Bank, AMPI, Hoban Co-op, Prairie Stop, M&R Auction, Dakota House, Plains Commerce Bank, Hoban Equity Exchange, and also Kruger's Food Fair, also Montana Dakota Utilities, and a shout-out to our sports video sponsors, CHS River Plains and Cambies Pass, and our video scoreboard sponsor, Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. The broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Athletic Association. We will take a short 3-minute break. When we come back, we will have your family dental up here in Gettysburg pregame show right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre in Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre in Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
At Jensen Rock and Sand in Mobridge, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential and commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mobridge Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Sand.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
It's harvest time, and C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer, is here to help you get in the field and keep you going all season long. As your partner in agriculture, you can turn to C&B Operations to find new and used John Deere equipment, to find parts, or to schedule service and inspections on your equipment. Stop into your local C&B or visit DeereEquipment.com to view current inventory and learn about available discounts and promotions, too. That's DeereEquipment.com. See Stan's Seed Store. Say that three times fast. Stan's Seed Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan's Seed Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan's Seed Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and a laundromat open during store hours. Stan's Seed Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan's Seed Store by the seashore? No. See Stan's Seed Store in Gettysburg. Go Battlers! Neumeier & Smith, attorneys at law, are glad to help bring you this broadcast of Battler Sports. See Neumeier & Smith for wills, estate planning and probate matters, real estate matters, business, agriculture, and elder law. Call Neumeier & Smith Law Office at 765-2494. That's 765-2494. Proud to be a sponsor of Potter County Sports. Neumeier & Smith Law Office in Gettysburg.
Welcome to the Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg pregame show. Dustin Stortzum with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Sanda Mobridge broadcast booth. The Ethan Rustlers come into this game with a record of 15-6 and coming off a win against Edgewater Emory, 41-38, to advance to the South Dakota 16. They've got an uphill battle tonight, though, against number 3 Potter County. The Battlers are coming in with a record of 21-1 on the season and coming off a 77-56 win over Faulkton area. Let's get into your CHS River Plains keys to success as we start with the visitors on the scoreboard, Ethan. Number 1, their first key to success is get going early. The Potter County Battlers are going to try and get physical early on. Some good teams can get rattled, though, early. If you can jump out to a 6-8-point lead to begin things, that's uncharted territory for Potter County this season. Number 2 is Storm and Andres have to have big games. Both players are averaging 15 points per game, and both of these guys need to limit the turnovers and put up huge numbers if the Ethan Rustlers want a chance to win this evening. And number 3 is find a way to limit Grant Lukens and Cooper Logan. Lukens put up big numbers for Potter County in their win against Faulkton area, including 31 points, but Cooper Logan was limited to just 8. If you can find a way to hold both these players under 20 points, you've got a shot to advance to the state tournament. We will take a 30-second break. When we come back, we will have your CHS River Plains keys to success for Potter County. You're listening to the Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg pregame show on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Hey you. Are you at a job that is fulfilling, has good benefits to support you or a family today, and retirement goes down the road? If you just said no, listen up. CHS River Plains is hiring operations personnel, drivers, and custom applicators at several locations. These come with a knockout affordable benefit package for you and the whole family. Apply to a job with CHS River Plains and up your benefits straight up. To apply, visit us online at chsriverplains.com or stop in at one of our locations. CHS is an equal opportunity employer.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry Mobridge. If you drink, don't drive. Welcome back to the Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg pregame show. Let's take a look at your CHS River Plains keys to success for Potter County. The first one is get the ball to Grant Lukens. This guy has been lights out from anywhere on the floor this season, averaging 21.1 points per game. You have to pick this guy up from the half court line if you want a chance to stop him. Otherwise, he's pulling up and hitting an NBA 3 in your face. He had 31 points in the Battlers' win against Faulkton area. Number 2 is forced turnovers. Ethan is going to make mistakes tonight. Potter County should have opportunities for transition baskets and points off of steals. How many are they going to have will be the big question tonight. And number 3 is getting the role players going. Drake Bassett had a breakout game against Faulkton area, scoring 20 points with 14 of them coming in the second half. Seth Sharp also helped out the cause with 8 points of his own. We will take another 30-second break. When we come back, we will have your Campbell County Collision projected starting lineups for both teams on 100.7 FM KMLO.
LEC Construction of Gettysburg, South Dakota offers all types of building construction services, from commercial elevators to farm complexes, steel buildings, residential remodeling to new houses, retail buildings to apartment projects. Trust LEC Construction with your next project. For information about how they can help you, contact them today at 765-2759, 765-2759, or log on to lecconstruction.biz, LEC Construction of Gettysburg.
Broken glass, scratch paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky, it's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Welcome back to the Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg pregame show. Dustin Stortzum with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth as we take a look at your Campbell County Collision projected starting lineup for both teams. First, let's start with the visitors on the scoreboard, Ethan. Number 3, Jay Storm is a 6'3" senior guard who's averaging 14.8 points per game. He leads the team this season with 311 total points and also is averaging 6.9 rebounds per game. Number 12, Riley Andres is a 6'1" junior guard who's averaging 14.9 points per game. He is also averaging 5 rebounds per game to go along with it. Number 24, Cody Klum is a 5'11" junior guard who's averaging 8.2 points per game and 3.2 rebounds. He has taken the most three-pointers for this team with 85 attempts and making 26 of them. That's good for a 30% make percentage from downtown. Number 30, Tate Klum is a 6'3" sophomore guard averaging 5.3 points per game with 3.4 rebounds per game as well. Number 4, Caden Klum is a 6-foot senior forward averaging 8.1 points per game with 5.3 rebounds. He's shooting a solid 43% from behind the arc this season on 42 attempts. When we come back, we will have your Campbell County Collision starting lineups for the Potter County Battlers on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Have you been out poaching with a very large, expensive weapon? Have the deer, pheasants, coons, and coyotes taken revenge on your vehicle?
What's that?
Campbell County Collision Center in Harriet can help you through this stressful process of auto body repair and bring your vehicle back to pre-accident condition. They provide you and your insurance company with clear, concise electronic estimates, simplifying the operation from the start. Call Campbell County Collision Center. They're here to make it as painless as possible.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry, Mobridge, you booze, you cruise, you lose. It's time to take a look at your Campbell County Collision starting lineup for Potter County. Number 0, Cooper Logan is a 6'1" senior guard, averaging 19.1 points per game with 6.6 rebounds. He had 8 points while tallying up 4 personal fouls in the win against Falkton. Number 3, Logan Decker is a 6'1" senior guard who's averaging 1 point per game with 2 rebounds. A really good defender and can move the ball around the floor for the Battlers. Number 13, Seth Sharp is a 6'2" senior forward who's averaging 10 points per game and 7.3 rebounds. He had 8 points in the win against Falkton. Number 23, Grant Lukens is a 6'3" senior guard averaging 21.1 points per game with almost 8 rebounds as well. He had 31 points in the win against Falkton a few nights ago. Number 34, Drake Bassett is a 5'10" senior guard averaging 11.9 points per game with 2 rebounds. He had a breakout game in the second half against Falkton and ended up with 20 points, 14 of them coming in the second half. When we come back, it's tip-off from Redfield between 15 and 6, the Ethan Rustlers, taking on 21-1 Potter County Battlers on 100.7 FM KMLO.
LEC Construction of Gettysburg, South Dakota offers all types of building construction services, from commercial elevators to farm complexes, steel buildings, residential remodeling to new houses, retail buildings to apartment projects. Trust LEC Construction with your next project. For information about how they can help you, contact them today at 765-2759, 765-2759, or log on to lecconstruction.biz, LEC Construction of Gettysburg. With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota on Highway 212. Go Battlers! Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky, it's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg is more than just a grocery store. They offer you several extra services, like online shopping at langersfamilyfoods.com, grocery carryout to your car, home delivery, and curbside delivery, too. Looking for a fresh baked treat but don't have time to do it yourself? Stop by Langer's Bakery today for breads, rolls, muffins, and many other goods that'll have you thinking you're visiting Grandma's Kitchen. Money-saving specials every week. Shop Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
AMPI, Associated Milk Producers, Incorporated in Hoven, where award-winning dairy products go from the farm to the table. Four inspirational letters that can also be applied to our local Potter County students and athletes. AMPI, outstanding, motivated, proud, and intense. Good luck, battlers, from your cheesy fans at AMPI in Hoven. May your hard work and dedicated teamwork lead you to victory. If you'd like to be a part of our AMPI team, please apply online at AMPI.com.
Let us be your partner in growth. Hoven Co-op, we're your real community cooperative. Hoven Co-op.
Tires, feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Hoven Co-op. 948-2222.
Hoven Co-op.
Good luck in tonight's game, Potter County Battlers. As you put all your hard work, preparation, and dedication on the line to be successful, we hope you choose M&R Auctions to turn your hard work and lifelong dedications into a successful sale. As calving season approaches, contact M&R Auctions for a full lineup of freestanding and corral panels. Contact Sam at 769-0088, Lewis at 281-1067, Shane at 870-0670, and bring in the win, Potter County Battlers.
Battler athletes, coaches, and students from the Dakota House and Blue Valley Motel. We are proud to sponsor this broadcast. Win or lose, we enjoy talking about the game at the Dakota House, your sports center where we conveniently stream local high school sports. And for your lodging needs, reserve a beautiful renovated room from the Blue Valley Motel. Call 948-2500. Good luck from your fans at Dakota House in Hoven.
At Plains Commerce Bank, we don't just work in their local community, we're part of it. Where you'll find us lending a helping hand, cheering for our favorite team, or helping local farmers and ranchers succeed. You can trust the knowledge of our banks to provide you with local decisions and a common sense approach to your ag financing. It's what we do, what we've always done, and we'll continue to be here for you as long as you need us. We're Plains Commerce Bank, committed to our community's future. Call us today at 948-2216, Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake Supplements, available at Hoven Equity Exchange, provide your cattle supplemental, energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake Supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake's brand supplements available at Hoven Equity Exchange in Hoven.
Welcome back to Redfield. Dustin Stortzum on the call and the driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry, Mobridge. If you drink, don't drive. Both teams are on the floor. We are ready for tip-off between the 15 and 6 Ethan Rustlers, who brought a mascot. And I've got to say, this might be the best mascot I've ever seen in person, going up against Potter County coming into this game at 21-1. the Battlers in their white jerseys this evening. They got the silver lettering with the red outline. For Ethan, they look a little old school with the maroon jerseys. They've got the white lettering with the yellow outline. We are ready for basketball. This crowd is pumped up. We've got a packed house tonight. As a referee, talking to Cody Klum before we begin things, making sure he's behind the line. And tip-off underway. Jay Storm going up against Seth Sharp, and it's Potter County winning the tip to begin things. Cooper Logan with the basketball. He's pulling up just inside the three-point line. That's up no good. Offensive rebound. Seth Sharp puts it home for two. Potter County on the board first. It's 2-0. Klum has it, throwing it up court to the close corner now. Number 30 with the basketball. Tate Klum. You calling these guys by their first name with how many Klums are on this team. As coming down with the rebound, as the shot is no good by Klum, is Grant Lukens. He'll dribble this one up across the timeline. Grant Lukens, a three-pointer. That's up no good. Offensive rebound to Cooper Logan. He got stripped away. Coming down with the steal is Jay Storm. And here comes the Rustlers. Storm to the left side. Cody has it. Cody Klum, guarded by Bassett. A bounce pass to the top of the key. Storm now over to the right wing. On the drive, working is Riley Andres, whose shot will not fall from the low block. Rebound going to Seth Sharp. That's his second rebound already here in the first minute. 6:50 to play in the opening quarter, 2-0. Potter County, it's Cooper Logan again, pulling up a mid-range jumper's up no good. Offensive rebound, though, going to Drake Bassett. He's being double-teamed on the low block as he kicks it back out to the top of the key. Cooper Logan catches it with one hand, now kicks it to the left point. Grant Lukens working to the free throw line. Guarded closely as he swings it to the top of the key. Now Bassett will work to Decker on the right wing. Back over to Bassett. Bassett with an NBA three-pointer. That's up and no good. And coming down with the rebound for the Rustlers is Andres. Andres will throw it to the right side now. Caden Klum dribbling it up the timeline. Now to the right wing. Storm has it. Now back to Klum. Klum working on the drive. His shot is up, no good. And Cooper Logan coming down with the rebound. Potter County going the other direction. 6 minutes to play in the opening quarter. It's 2-0. Potter County, beautiful no-look pass on a V-cut by Grant Lukens, and Cooper Logan finds him for two. Beautiful assist there by Cooper Logan. 4-0 Potter County to begin things. Here's Storm on the drive. He'll throw up a jumper on the baseline. Shot is up, no good. Missed all of it. And Grant Lukens coming down with the rebound. He'll kick it up court to the left side. Cooper Logan has it. Logan looking to go coast to coast and an offensive foul. Cooper Logan picks up his first personal foul, first team, 5:34 to play in the opening quarter. It's 4-0 Potter County. Inbounds pass coming up for Jay Storm. He gets it in to Andres. Andres to Storm. Now up court to number 24, Cody Klum. Klum dribbling with the right hand. He's guarded by Bass at the top of the key. Now to the left point. Caden Klum. Back over to Andres. Andres to the corner. Storm now looking. Baseline shot is up. No good. Missed it all. There was Andres. Coming down with the rebound is Grant Lukens. Here's Potter County again. Grant Lukens on the drive. He forces a foul. It's going to be a body called on. And we'll see who they called on. It'll go on number 3, Jay Storm. That's his first personal foul, first team. 5:07 to play in the first quarter. It's 4-0 Potter County. Inbounds pass to Logan Decker. Handing it back off. Grant Lukens in the corner, working on Storm as he drives on the baseline. Shot is up. Oh, my goodness, Grant Lukens. It doesn't get any more athletic than that as he goes to the floor. The shot falls for two, and Potter County is on a 6-0 run to begin things. 4:50 to play in the opening quarter. Here's Storm up court to the far corner with the basketball. Right now is Tate Klum. Tate Klum to the top of the key. Jay Storm getting tied up with Drake Bassett, and a foul call. That'll be a reach-in on Drake Bassett, his first personal foul, second team on the Battlers. .440 to play in the opening quarter. Here's Cody Klum working on the baseline. Double teamed by Sharp and Decker. He kicks it back out to the right point. Here's a three-pointer. Wide open look is up, no good. Offensive rebound going to the Battlers. A second chance opportunity for Andres. And it's stolen away. Lukens throwing a basketball pass up court. And we have a foul called. We'll see who it's on here. It might go against Potter County. Yeah, Seth Sharp picking up his first personal. 4:20 remaining in the first quarter. It is Potter County 6, the Rustlers 0. No travel call. Oh, my goodness. That was a big travel there. Shot is up. No good. Offensive rebound is up and in. Tate Klum puts it in for 2, and he's got the Ethan Rustlers on the board. It's 6-2 Potter County. 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Here's Lukens on the left wing, dribbling down inside the post. Shot is up and no good. Rattles in and out. Offensive rebound. Grant Lukens, his second chance opportunity is no good, but a foul called. And the Battlers' leading scorer will go to the free throw line for 2 shots. A foul will go on number 4, Caden Klum. That's his first personal foul, second team. Grant Lukens at the line for 2 shots. And the first one is good. 5 points for Grant Lukens. One more free throw for Lukens, and the second one is no good. So 1 for 2 on the free throws. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Potter County. Their fans did not like that call, but referee had a better view there on the floor. Inbounds pass goes to Caden Klum. It's about a 3-4 court pressure here from the Battlers. They lead 7-2 with 3:45 to play in the opening quarter. Here's Cody Klum. Trying to kick it to the high post to Storm, and we have a tie-up on the floor. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow to the Ethan Rustlers. The Ethan Rustlers coming into this game at 15-6 on the season. Here's the inbounds pass from the near sideline. A nice inbounds pass here to the baseline. Number 24, Cody Klum has it, and we have a foul. As Klum was driving, we'll see who it's on. And it will go against Logan Decker. That's his first personal foul, the fourth team. 4 different players committing fouls. An inbounds pass from Storm. He's now going to pick up a foul. Oh, my goodness. It was a good idea there from the Ethan Rustlers. Storm threw it off the back of Lukens. Went to pick it up, but the ball rolled away from him. And then Storm ends up picking up a foul. So Logan Storm now with 2 personal fouls. He will head to the bench with 3:32 to play in the opening quarter. And Potter County with control of the basketball up 7-2. Lukens to the left wing. Bassett has it. Looking around. Seth Sharp getting an off-ball screen. He'll go to the top of the key, but now it's Lukens in the corner. Dribbling. Working on Klum. 3-pointer is up and no good. Off the back of the rim and a foul called. Drake Bassett picking up his second personal foul. We will see if Potter County wants to go to the bench here or not. That is 5 team fouls in this open quarter for Potter County. 3:15 to go in the opening half. Or opening quarter, I should say. 7-2 Potter County. Here's Klum with the basketball. Top of the key. It's Cody. Cody to the right side. Wide open 3-point look for number 4, Caden Klum, and his shot won't fall. Lukens with the rebound. Here comes Lukens in transition. Nice feed down low to Seth Sharp. He puts it up and home. Seth Sharp with 4 early points for Potter County. 9-2 Battlers with the lead. 2:45 to play in the opening quarter. Caden Klum with it, and he turns it over in the half court. Grant Lukens the other way. Draws the foul, and he'll go to the line for 2 shots. Grant Lukens coming up with the interception. The only player home was Caden Klum, and he will draw a personal foul and a timeout called on the floor by the Rustlers. 2:36 to go in the opening quarter. It's Potter County 9. The Ethan Rustlers 2 will take a 30-second Integra timeout. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Fresh produce, quality meats, clean atmosphere, courteous staff, economical grocery prices. These words could only describe Kruger's Food Fair in Hoven. Check out their flyer this week for great deals on the groceries your family needs. Kruger's Food Fair works hard to make their store the best it can be, just like the athletes from Hoven High School. Good luck, athletes, in this game from Kyle Ledeen and the staff at Kruger's from Food Fair in Hoven. Remember to support your local businesses because they support you.
Welcome back here to Redfield Dustin Stortsum on the call. driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry, Mobridge. Drive sober or get pulled over. 9-2 lead here for Potter County early on. Over the Ethan Rustlers. Potter County coming into this game at 21-1 on the season. The Ethan Rustlers 15-6. As the first free throw from Grant Lukens is good. He's got 6 of Potter County's 10 points. Second free throw coming out. Two personal fouls for Jay Storm and now Caden Klum as the second free throw falls for Grant Lukens. The score is now Potter County 11. The Ethan Rustlers 2. 2:30 to play in this opening quarter. Top of the key with the basketball right now is Klum on the drive, getting triple teamed as he throws it back out to the corner. Now Andres working on the baseline, getting double teamed again. He'll kick it to the top of the key. Now Klum has it. Cody Klum back to the left point. Now the top of the key. Nice ball movement here by the Rustlers as Klum has it again on the drive. Shot is up. No good. Missed it. Off the close backboard, it was number 30, Tate Klum. And here's Cooper Logan the other direction. Cooper Logan working down the middle of the lane. A little Euro step to the rim for two. Potter County 13, Ethan 2. 1 minute, 50 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Pass up court. I don't believe that ball was tipped. It goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover for the Ethan Rustlers. Colin Arbach is checking in. Logan Decker will head to the bench for the first time. Also, another substitute coming into the game, this time for Ethan. It's number 10, Drake Gustafson. Here's Lukens. Handing it off, Bassett on the volleyball line. Right side, dribbling with the right hand. Now crosses over as he throws it to the left point. Cooper Logan pulling up for three. He missed all of that one. Offensive rebound, Drake Bassett. His second chance is good. Drake Bassett is on the board. He had 20 in the win against Falkton area. He's on the board for the first time in this one. It is Potter County 15, Ethan Rustlers 2. A huge advantage here for the Battlers. With the basketball at the volleyball line, Caden Klum now to the left side. Tate Klum now with the basketball as he kicks it to the corner. Andres looking around, guarded by Cooper Logan, throws it all the way across to the left side. Now driving with the basketball is Caden Klum as he draws a foul on the low block. We will see who it's on. And it'll go against number 1, Colin Arbach, off the bench. He picks up his first personal foul. That is the team's 6th here in the first quarter. And 2 free throws coming up for Caden Klum. And the first free throw is good. 57 seconds to play in this opening quarter. Second free throw coming up. Caden Klum's shot is no good. So he goes 1-for-2 from the line. Seth Sharp coming down with the rebound. He goes up in transition with Cooper Logan. Logan from the mid-range on the right side. Nice feed down low. Grant Lukens has it. He'll dribble it back out to the corner. On the far corner right now, Lukens working. Lukens on the drive. Lukens' shot is no good. Tipped around. Colin Arbach coming down with the offensive rebound. And he can't finish either. Shot clock pretty much turned off at this point as Cooper Logan almost came up with a steal as it's tipped out of bounds. Last touched by the Battlers. 29 seconds on the shot clock, 29.4 on the game as Jay Storm is going to check back into the ballgame. Caden Klum will check out of the ballgame for the Rustlers. 15-3, Potter County with the lead. Here's Jay. To the right side now with the basketball is Corey Storm. Shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound going to the Rustlers. Their second chance effort won't go either, and now we have a foul called. And I believe now that foul is going to go against the Ethan Rustlers. Number 22, Corey Storm picking up the foul. That's 5 team fouls in the first quarter for the Ethan Rustlers. Potter County has 6, so both teams in foul trouble here early on. 12 seconds to play in the first quarter. Grant Lukens has it. One last shot opportunity for Potter County. Lukens working on the left point. He'll now drive middle of the lane. Shot is up with a jumper. It's no good. Offensive rebound going to Seth Sharpie. Throws it behind his back at the buzzer. and missed all of it, but it was a nice attempt there by Seth Sharp to get something to fall. One quarter in the books. It is Potter County 15. The Ethan Rustlers 3 will go to a 1 minute break when we come back. Quarter number 2 right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It's harvest time, and C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer, is here to help you get in the field and keep you going all season long. As your partner in agriculture, you can turn to C&B Operations to find new and used John Deere equipment, to find parts, or to schedule service and inspections on your equipment. Stop into your local C&B or visit DeereEquipment.com to view current inventory and learn about available discounts and promotions, too. That's DEEREEquipment.com.
Welcome back here for quarter number 2. Dustin Stortson with you this evening on 100.7 FM KMLO. 15-3, Potter County with the lead over the Ethan Rustlers as we start quarter number 2, and it'll be Potter County with control of the basketball. Cooper Logan has it, immediately pulling up for 3 right between the eyes from downtown. Cooper Logan with 5 points, and Potter County is up 18-3 with 7 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the half. Here's Storm to the top of the key with a basketball right now. Cody Klum dribbling to the right point. Now back to the top of the key. Jay Storm back to Klum. Klum to the corner. Now it's Caden Klum on the drive as he hands it off to Andres. Andres will take a dribble, and he's fouled. And it looks like bonus free throws coming up. A one-and-one opportunity as Colin Arbach picks up his second personal foul off the bench. So one-on-one free throws here for Andres as the free throw's good. One more coming up from the line. Now makes the score Potter County 18. Ethan 4. The second free throw is good as well, so 2 for 2 on the free throws is Andres. 7 minutes, 20 seconds to play in this opening half as the ball is tipped out of bounds, and a quick turnover here the other direction for Potter County. 7:18 to play in the first half. It is Potter County 18, Ethan Rustlers 5. Wow, that was not a great pass there from number 24, Cody Klum, up court. And it'll be a turnover for the Rustlers. So they give the ball right back. Still 7 minutes to play in this opening half, though. Plenty of time to tighten things up. Potter County with Lukens dribbling it up court, throwing it to the left point. Sets Sharp on the drive, backing in. Shot is up and no good. Off the back of the rim, coming down with the rebound is Jay Storm. He's going to hand it off to Caden Klum. Klum getting it up court. Now it's Storm with the basketball as he throws it away. Drake Bassett coming up with a steal. Bassett may be looking to go coast to coast, as it looked like he was looking to maybe throw a bounce pass there on the baseline to Grant Lukens. But it is tipped out of bounds, so Potter County will remain in possession of the basketball. 7:43 to play in this opening half. Timeout on the floor. We're going to take one as well. 18-5. Potter County with the lead over the Ethan Rustlers. A 30-second Integra timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 100.7 FM KMLO.
See Stan C. Store. Say that 3 times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Battlers.
Welcome back here to Redfield. Dustin Stortson with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. It is 18-5, Potter County with the lead. Potter County does have the basketball right now. Here's Grant Lukens on the drive, gets his shot blocked out of bounds. Jay Storm coming up from the side of Grant Lukens and blocks it out of bounds. Ball will stay with Potter County. Lukens with the inbound pass. Gets it to the top of the key. Cooper Logan with it. Dribbling with the left hand. Nice feed down low. Grant Lukens puts it in for two. That Lukens and Logan duo is working out here in the first half for Potter County. They now lead the Ethan Rustlers 20-5 with 6:15 remaining in the opening half. Cody Klum has it. Now to the high post. Beautiful look there from Jay Storm as he finds his first 2 points of the board of the game from the left elbow. Now it's Logan finding Arbach down low. Colin Arbach taking a dribble. Now back outside to the left point. Drake Bassett has it. Dribbling inside of the paint. Now he'll hand it off to the right point. Sets sharp to Lukens. Lukens, an NBA three-pointer. That's up no good. Off the front of the rim and out of bounds. Ethan Rustlers will take possession of the basketball. Looking to string a couple possessions together here. Trailing by 13 with 5:47 remaining in the opening half. Caden Klum has it. Handing it off the left side. Cody Klum back to the right side. Caden Klum now with it as he throws a bounce pass to the high post. Storm back to the corner. Klum, nice feed down low to Storm, but he left it long. Rebound by Grant Lukens. He got it stripped away. Coming up with the basketball was Jace Storm, and he puts it in for two. Here's Logan for the Battlers. Driving. Logan shot up. No good. And an offensive foul. Cooper Logan picking up his second personal foul. Both of them coming off of offensive charges. So he's got his second personal foul in the first half. Colin Arbach's got two, and Drake Bassett has two. A couple starters in foul trouble, and one guy who plays an important role off the bench picking up a foul, as that'll be an over and back, a turnover for Ethan. Can't afford to be having those type of turnovers right now if you're the Rustlers. Corey Storm now checking into the ball game. He'll be guarding Bassett. Man-to-man defense for the Rustlers. 5 minutes exactly remaining in this opening half. Here's Lukens. Handing it off. Arbach has it on the high post. Back outside to set Sharp. Sharp backing in to the elbow. Now to the top of the key. Bassett will work right down the middle of the lane. He lays it up and in for two. Drake Bassett getting physical. He's got 4 points. And a referee timeout here. I believe Jay Storm was trying to tie his shoe, so the referee will blow it dead momentarily. 4:40 remaining in the opening half. It is 22-9, Potter County. And there's a turnover off the inbounds pass. Cooper Logan has it. Logan thought about a three-pointer. Now to the corner. Grant Lukens, a wide-open three. That's up no good. Off the front of the rim. Lukens has just been a bit short from the three-point line so far. Here's Storm the other direction for the Rustlers, trying to kick it to the right point. It'll be tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Potter County as we get a couple substitutions into the game. Ryder Falkenhagen will check in for the first time. Logan Decker also coming back into the game. Arbach will head to the bench. Drake Bassett will also join him. 22-9, 4:15 to play in the first half. Here's Storm. Coming with the left hand. Nice pass down low, but it's stripped away by Logan Decker. A steal for the Battlers. Here's Lukens. Lukens dribbling, trying to find Logan on the top of the key, but the ball is stripped away out of bounds. Last touch by the Rustlers. Here's Lukens. Lukens dribbling with the left hand, handing it off to Sharp, top of the key. Now back to the left side. Logan got the ball tipped out of his hands. Now throws a bounce pass to Grant Lukens. Here's Lukens. Spin move to the rim. Shot is up. No good. Looked like it was tipped out of his hands there. Here's Andres looking to go coast to coast for the Rustlers. He'll lay it in for two. Riley Andres with 4 points. 22-11. Potter County with the lead. Here's Logan. Logan to the high post. Throws up a floater. His shot falls for two. Cooper Logan has got 7 points in the first half. Potter County 24. The Rustlers 11. Up court with the basketball quick as Tate Klum. Klum looking for the other side of the court in a turnover. Kind of senseless turnovers here for the Rustlers. Just throwing it across court. That's like the fourth turnover that we've seen so far. Where, a pass that you didn't need to make. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout. It's 24-11. Potter County with the lead over the Ethan Rustlers. You're listening to high school basketball on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Neumeier and Smith, attorneys at law, are glad to help bring you this broadcast of Battler Sports. See Neumeier and Smith for wills, estate planning and probate matters, real estate matters, business, agriculture, and elder law. Call Neumeier and Smith Law Office at 765-2494. That's 765-2494. Proud to be a sponsor of Potter County Sports. Neumeier and Smith Law Office in Gettysburg.
Welcome back here to Redfield, home of the Pheasants. Dustin Stortsum with you and driven by the Office of Highway Safety. 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry Mobridge. You booze, you cruise, you lose. 24-11 Potter County, the Battlers with the lead over the Ethan Rustlers. As both teams heading back out onto the floor in the second quarter. For Potter County will be Falkenhagen, Logan, Decker, Lukens. And Seth Sharp on the floor. You got the Klum brothers for the Rustlers, Jay Storm and Riley Andrus. 3 minutes to go in this opening half. Lukens with the basketball for Potter County. Dribbling to the volleyball line, now getting a screen from Decker as he gets to the high post. Now handing it off on the baseline. Cooper Logan with a drive. His right hand is up and good. Cooper Logan has now got 9 points. He's already scored more in this game than he did in the last game against Falkton area. Now it's Andrus working the baseline for the Rustlers, being triple teamed at this point as he gets it down low. Beautiful feed to Jay Storm, who puts it home for two. Potter County 26, the Rustlers 13. Lukens again with the basketball to the top of the key. Falkenhagen now to the right side, sets Sharp looking to Logan. Logan working baseline on Andrus. And that ball's going to be stolen away. Intercepted there by Tate Klum. Here come the Rustlers up court. And a shot is up and good for Cody Storm down low. He finds his first 2 points off the bench. Potter County 26, the Rustlers 15. 1:55 to play in the first half. Grant Lukens on the drive. He'll answer right back. Two of his own. He's got 11 points in the first half. Potter County 28, the Rustlers 15. 1:43 to play in this first half, and a quick turnover. It was actually tipped out of bounds there by Potter County. Seth Sharp will go to the bench. Drake Bassett checking back in for Potter County. Inbounds pass to the backcourt. Storm has it right now. Handing it off to the left side. Now back to Storm. Storm now to the corner. A three-pointer by Caden Klum is up. No good. Off the back of the rim. Now a football pass thrown up court. Nearly stolen away, but Cooper Logan comes down with it. He'll throw up a shot. Cooper Logan cannot miss. Right now from the middle of the lane. Potter County 30. The Rustlers 15. Andrus trying to answer back quickly the other way, and we have a foul. It'll go against the Rustlers. We'll see who it's on here. It'll go against number 30, Tate Klum. That's his first personal. Seth Sharp checking back. That's Alex Tanner checking in for the first time. Falkenhagen will head to the bench. Logan Decker also heading back to the bench as well. 1:15 remaining in this opening half. Grant Lukens with the basketball to the left side. Drake Bassett. In the corner, pump fakes, now drives to the low block, and we have a travel call. Drake Bassett with the turnover. 1:06 remaining in the first half. The Ethan Rustlers will have control of the basketball, down 15. See if they can get a quick score here. Storm to the left side. Caden Klum has it. Back to the right side now. Storm to the volleyball line. Caden Klum with it. Out of the corner with the basketball. It's Tate Klum. He'll throw up a shot just inside the three-point line. It's no good. Grant Lukens coming down with the rebound, and he'll be fouled in the open court here. The foul is going to be called on Andres. Andres picking up his first personal foul. That's the seventh team foul. So Grant Lukens going to the free throw line for a 1-1. Lukens would have had a wide open look to the basket, so at least they're going to make him earn it here. First free throw is no good. Offensive rebound sets Sharp. He'll put it on for two, so the missed free throw doesn't matter. Seth Sharp makes up for it there with the offensive rebound and the put-in. Here's Andrus for the Rustlers, getting it across the half-court line, now handing it off. Caden Klum has it to the high post. Now a three-pointer on the way. Jay Storm's shot is up no good as it is out of bounds, last touched by the Rustlers. 24.6 seconds to play in this opening half, and Potter County will have the last shot, leading 32-15. Grant Lukens will have it, and he'll take his time crossing this half-court line. We have a live stream over on drgnews.com or the DRG News app. If you want to watch the live stream version of this game, here's Lukens. Lukens working to the free throw line. Now to the right point. Cooper Logan, a three. Right between the eyes from downtown. Cooper Logan hits from deep. 1 second to play in the half. Shot is up at the half-court line, and it rattles in and out. First half of play in the books. It is Potter County 35, the Ethan Rustlers 15. We will head to a 3-minute timeout break, and we will be right back with more high school basketball coverage on 100.7 FM KMLO.
LEC Construction of Gettysburg, South Dakota offers all types of building construction services, from commercial elevators to farm complexes, steel buildings, residential remodeling to new houses, retail buildings to apartment projects. Trust LEC Construction with your next project. For information about how they can help you, contact them today at 765-2759, 765-2759, or log on to lecconstruction.biz, LEC Construction of Gettysburg.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky, it's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg is more than just a grocery store. They offer you several extra services, like online shopping at langersfamilyfoods.com, grocery carryout to your car, home delivery, and curbside delivery, too. Looking for a fresh baked treat but don't have time to do it yourself? Stop by Langer's Bakery today for breads, rolls, muffins, and many other goods that'll have you thinking you're visiting Grandma's Kitchen. Money-saving specials every week. Shop Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Renfield. Dustin Stortzum with you on the call this evening and driven by the Office of Highway Safety. 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry Mobridge. Buzz driving is drunk driving. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. As we get into your Fresh Start Market halftime show between Potter County and the Ethan Rustlers, it's Potter County with a big lead at the half, 35-15 over the Ethan Rustlers as we take a look at your scoring totals for this first half. First, the scoring for the winning team on the scoreboard right now, Potter County. It was 14 points in that first half for Cooper Logan. He also picked up two personal fouls. Logan Decker, no scoring so far, but he does have one personal foul. 6 points for Seth Sharpie, also has one personal foul. 11 points for Grant Lukens. He has yet to pick up a foul, though. Drake Bassett with 4 points. He's got two personal fouls. And then Colin Arbach off the bench has got two personal fouls. Looking over at our scoring total for the Ethan Rustlers in that first half, it was 6 points for Jay Storm. It was 2 points for Tate Klum. 1 point off of a free throw by Caden Klum. I should mention that Jay Storm also has two personal fouls. Tate Klum has one personal foul, and then Caden Klum has two personal fouls. And then Riley Andres has 4 points with one personal foul. Coming off the bench, Corey Storm, he has 2 points with one personal foul. It was a rough first half for the Ethan Rustlers there. Just seemed like they could not get anything going. Potter County hasn't necessarily shot the ball all that well, especially from their leader, Grant Lukens. He's missed from deep so far tonight. So looking to get that shot going in the second half for him. So it was like the Faulkton game where Potter County just couldn't miss. They are missing, but when they miss, they're getting those offensive rebounds, those second chance opportunities, and they're also hitting from the free throw line in this ball game as well. For the Ethan Rustlers, I think the big thing for them is committing senseless turnovers. They've been throwing the ball up court, overthrowing people, and just making almost unnecessary passes when you're trying to get the ball up across the half court line. So for them in the second half coming up, I just want them to maybe slow things down a little bit, get the offense set up, and maybe commit fewer turnovers when you don't need to. So the big thing for them is limiting the turnovers in the second half coming up and just finding wide open looks, because when they're able to set the offense up, I think that they've been able to find some good looks. Maybe not all the shots have fallen their way like they'd like to, but I think they've been able to get some good looks that just aren't falling so far. For Potter County, business as usual for them in the second half. Continue to create transition buckets, force steals, force turnovers, and find a way to the rim and the free throw line. That's where they've had a lot of success. So we'll see if they can do that in this second half. We will go to another 3-minute Integra timeout break when we come back. The start of quarter number three right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
AMPI, Associated Milk Producers, Incorporated in Hoven, where award-winning dairy products go from the farm to the table. 4 inspirational letters that can also be applied to our local Potter County students and athletes. AMPI, outstanding, motivated, proud, and intense. Good luck, battlers, from your cheesy fans at AMPI in Hoven. May your hard work and dedicated teamwork lead you to victory. If you'd like to be a part of our AMPI team, please apply online at AMPI.com.
Let us be your partner and grow. Hoven Co-op, we're your real community cooperative. Hoven Co-op.
Tires, feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Hoven Co-op, 948-2222.
Hoven Co-op.
Good luck in tonight's game, Potter County Battlers. As you put all your hard work, preparation, and dedication on the line to be successful, we hope you choose M&R Auctions to turn your hard work and lifelong dedications into a successful sale. As calving season approaches, contact M&R Auctions for a full lineup of freestanding and corral panels. Contact Sam at 769-0088, Lewis at 281-1067, Shane at 870-0670, and bring in the win, Potter County Battlers.
Battler athletes, coaches, and students from the Dakota House and Blue Valley Motel. We are proud to sponsor this broadcast. Win or lose, we enjoy talking about the game at the Dakota House, your sports center where we conveniently stream local high school sports. And for your lodging needs, reserve a beautiful renovated room from the Blue Valley Motel. Call 948-2500. Good luck from your fans at Dakota House in Hoven.
At Plains Commerce Bank, we don't just work in their local community, we're part of it. Where you'll find us lending a helping hand, cheering for our favorite team, or helping local farmers and ranchers succeed. You can trust the knowledge of our banks to provide you with local decisions and a common sense approach to your ag financing. It's what we do, what we've always done, and we'll continue to be here for you as long as you need us. For Plains Commerce Bank, committed to our community's future. Call us today at 948-2216, Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Renfield. Dustin Stortzum with you on 100.7 FM KMLO, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry Mowbridge. If you drink, don't drive. About 35 seconds before we start quarter number three here from the Renfield Auditorium, and it is Potter County with the lead over the Ethan Rosslers, 35-15. As we are just about ready to start quarter number three once again. Both fans on their feet as both teams are now heading back out onto the court here. It'll be Drake Bassett, Grant Lukens, Logan Decker, Cooper Logan, and Seth Sharp on the floor for Potter County as we begin at quarter number three. Ethan Rosslers coming out of the huddle now, and we'll see if they can maybe bring things back here in the second half. They've had opportunities and been able to take advantage of all of them so far. We'll see if they can do it. They will have possession of the basketball to begin things here with the basketball right now on the baseline. Number 24, Cody Klum, has it, trying to throw it to the top of the key, but it's stolen by Cooper Logan. Cooper Logan now working down the middle of the lane, trying to feed Grant Lukens down low, but it's thrown just ahead of him and out of bounds. So a turnover to begin the first possession for the Battlers. Here's Ethan with it now. 7:40 remaining in quarter number three. Caden Klum has it. Working to the right side, guarded by Lukens. Klum finding the corner. Andrus now to the left corner. Three-pointer is up and good by Cody Klum. Beautiful feed from Andrus. And Cody Klum is on the board for the first time this evening. Potter County 35, the Rustlers 18. Logan down low, sets Sharp working. Being double-teamed. Shot is up, no good. And it's out of bounds. Last touched by Potter County. These Rustler fans on their feet, being loud right now. Still a press coming from Potter County. Jay Storm getting in across the half-court line, and Klum now working on the drive. Klum's shot is no good. Ball on the floor. Cooper Logan coming up with it for the Battlers as he hands it off to the left side. Grant Lukens will dribble this one up across the timeline, going from left to right on your radio dial. Lukens on the drive. Lukens' shot is no good, and the rebound going into the hands of Caden Klum. Klum to the high post. Storm has it. Now out to the corner. Here's a three-pointer underway. That's no good. Off the back of the rim, and Cooper Logan coming down with the rebound. They'll jog this one up across the timeline, left or right on your radio dial. Here's Decker, a three-pointer. Logan Decker from downtown. His shot won't fall. And Jay Storm coming down with the rebound for the Rustlers. He gets it to Andrus. Andrus to the right side. Klum now working on the baseline, guarded closely by Decker. He's a good defender. Here's Klum again, a three-pointer. Three straight possessions, three straight threes for Cody Klum, and he's hit on one of three attempts. Now Cooper Logan looking to answer with the three. He does it. Cooper Logan with the first points on the board for Potter County, and the lead is back out to 20, 38-18. The Paddlers with the lead. Here's Storm. Storm working to the free throw line. Handing it off Cody Klum. Now to Caden Klum. Caden Klum down low. Number 30, Tate Klum has it. Turnaround jumper is up and no good, but the ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Potter County. And Ethan will continue with possession of the basketball. 5:38 to play in the third quarter. Storm. Getting it into the top of the key. Andrus has it. Now to Cody. Cody Klum driving baseline. Throws up a floater with the right hand and it falls for two. Cody Klum with the first 5 points in the second half for the Rustlers. Here's Lukens on the baseline, kicking it out to the right point. Drake Bassett will now drive straight to the rim, and as he lays it in for two, Bassett with 6 points on the evening. It's Potter County 40, the Rustlers 20. And right back down the other end of the floor is Jay Storm, who puts it in for two. An up-tempo second half to begin things. It's the Battlers 40, the Rustlers 22. Lukens handing it off. Cooper Logan driving down the middle of the lane, now backing in on Storm. He'll throw up a floater. His shot won't fall. Missed all of it. Logan Decker able to save it as he gets it into Seth Sharp, and a foul called. That will go against Tate Klum. It's his second personal foul. First team. The law on the court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. 4:45 remaining in quarter number three. Here's a three-pointer by Grant Lukens, and he missed it all. Offensive rebound going to Seth Sharp, and his shot won't fall either. Tate Klum with the rebound for the Rustlers. They get it up court to Andrus. Getting it down low. Jay Storm putting it home for two. And the Rustlers starting to show some life. It's Potter County 40. The Ethan Rustlers 24. Cooper Logan walking this one up across the timeline, now dribbling with the left hand as he kicks it to the corner. Decker a three, missed all of it. And the rebound going into the hands of Cody Klum. Some poor shooting from the Battlers to begin things. Here's Andrus the other way, and he's fouled and will go to the line for two. Feels like the momentum is starting to turn a little bit here for the Ethan Rustlers. Two big free throws coming up for Andrus. That foul will go on number three, Logan Decker. That's his second personal foul, first team, as the first free throw will fall for Andrus. Lead down to 15 for Potter County. The second free throw coming up. And it is no good. Rattles in and out. 5 points for Andrus in the ballgame. Here's Seth Sharp. Thought about a three and a timeout called. 4:02 remaining in quarter number three. It is Potter County 40, the Ethan Rustlers 25. We will go to a 30-second Integra timeout break. We'll be right back with more high school basketball coverage on 100.7 FM KMLO.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange provide your cattle supplemental, energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake brand supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange in Hovind.
Welcome back to Redfield. Dustin Stortzum with you on 100.7 FM KMLO. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, buzz driving is drunk driving. Quarter number three. Getting a little mixy here as Potter County and the Ethan Rustlers are going at it. The Rustlers have been able to bring it back within 15. Score, Potter County 40, the Ethan Rustlers 25. Potter County will have control of the basketball here with 4:02 remaining in quarter number three. Here's Lukens, working off the screen from Decker, kicking it to the far corner. Bassett has it. Bassett, guarded closely by Klum. He throws a bounce pass to Logan Decker on the right elbow. Now handing it off, Grant Lukens driving on the baseline. His shot is up, no good. Getting tied up on the floor is Bassett and Andrus. And we will have a jump ball called. Possession arrow staying with the Battlers. So Lukens will inbound. He gets it in. Cooper Logan on the left wing. Driving down the baseline. Floater is up and no good. Rattles in and out. Cold shooting here from Potter County to begin the third quarter. And the Ethan Rustlers down the other end. Shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound by Andrus, and he puts it home for two. Count the basket and the foul. The Rustlers are back into the mix of things here in quarter number three. Lead cut down to 13 for Potter County. And an and-one free throw coming up. Andrus with the chance for one more. And that free throw will fall. Potter County 40, the Ethan Rustlers 28. It was a 20-point lead at the break for Potter County. Here's Lukens, handing it off. Bassett has it. Top of the key, working. He'll now drive down the middle of the lane, being triple-teamed as he throws it back outside to Seth Sharp. Sharp on the volleyball line, getting it stripped away. Tate Klum coming up with it. Drake Bassett trolling the foul. That's his third personal. Bassett's third personal foul. That's the third team foul as well. 3 minutes to play in quarter number three. Here's Klum. Cody Klum with it. Handing it off. Storm now has it. Storm working on Bassett. Storm's shot is good. Jay Storm hits. The lead is cut down to just 10. It's Potter County 40. The Ethan Rustlers 30. Cooper Logan with the basketball. Driving. Jump stop. At the bottom of the block, shot is up, no good. An offensive rebound by Seth Sharp, and a foul called. It'll be a shooting foul against the Rustlers. Number 30, Tate Klum picks up his third personal, and Seth Sharp will go to the free throw line to try to end this scoring drought. And the first free throw is good. It's a huge free throw for Potter County. They just needed to find the bottom of the net here in quarter number three. They're able to do so. Still pretty cold from the field. The only points coming were from a three-pointer from Cooper Logan. The second free throw by Seth Sharp is good. 2-for-2 on the free throws. The lead's back out to 12 for Potter County. Here's Storm getting it up across court to Andrus. Andrus dribbling to the free throw line. Now gets it stripped away. And we have a foul called. It's against the Ethan Rustlers. Andrus will pick up the foul. That is his second personal and the third team foul. Number 4, Caden Klum checking into the ball game for Tate Klum. Grant Lukens with the basketball now for the Battlers. Working on the right wing, handing it off. Cooper Logan has it. Logan driving baseline. Floater is up and good. Cooper Logan hits. It's a quick 4-0 run for Potter County. The lead back up to 14. Potter County 44, the Ethan Rustlers 30. In the corner with the basketball right now is Klum, and he gets it stripped away. Cooper Logan going in a one-on-one. Shot is up and good. Cooper Logan catching fire again. It's a quick 6-0 run for Potter County. Under 2 to play in the third quarter. It's the Battlers 46, the Rustlers 30. Here's Cody Klum to the corner. Three-pointer is no good. Left it long. Andrus had an offensive rebound, but he lost it. Potter County the other way. Cooper Logan hits the shot from the low block. Count the basket and the foul. One more for Cooper Logan at the line. A huge third quarter for him in the span of, a minute and a half here. One more for Cooper Logan to extend this lead back out to 19. And the shot is good. 49-30. Potter County with the lead. And here's another steal. Off the pressure. Cooper Logan puts it in for two. This guy is unstoppable right now. 12 points in the second half already. The Rustlers up court. Andrus on the drive. Andrus will put it home for two. And that will stop the run momentarily. Andrus has 6 points in the third quarter. Here's Grant Lukens trying to go coast to coast, and he finishes. All of a sudden, Potter County is up to the notch. Klum trying to answer back. Cody Klum now with it. A bounce pass. Klum on the drive. Klum's shot is no good. Coming down with a basketball is Logan Decker, and a jump ball called. Possession arrow going to the Rustlers. And we have an injured player on the floor. Riley Andrus is on the floor. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout break. We'll be right back with more high school basketball coverage on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Fresh produce, quality meats, clean atmosphere, courteous staff, economical grocery prices. These words could only describe Kruger's Food Fair in Hoven. Check out their flyer this week for great deals on the groceries your family needs. Kruger's Food Fair works hard to make their store the best it can be, just like the athletes from Hoven High School. Good luck, athletes, in this game from Kyle Ledeen and the staff at Kruger's from Food Fair in Hoven. Remember to support your local businesses because they support you.
Well, good news here for the Ethan Rustlers as Andrus is able to walk off the floor on his own power, so that's good news for him. 56.3 seconds to go in quarter number three. You can watch the live stream of this game on drgnews.com, also on the DRG News app. Inbound pass coming up here for the Rustlers, and Caden Klum will inbound. Klum getting it in, and a turnover here for the Rustlers. Grant Lukens comes up with a steal. Here's Lukens. Thought about a three. I think he still wants a three. Now he'll drive down the middle of the lane. Layup is good. Grant Lukens with 4 third-quarter points. 40 seconds remaining in this third quarter. The Ethan Rustlers brought it within 10. Now it's 55-32. Potter County with the lead. Here's Jay Storm as he gets to the low block, and he's fouled. Two free throws coming up for Jay Storm. Foul will go on Grant Lukens. That's his first personal. Or second personal, make it. Second personal foul. Two shots for Storm, and the first one's no good. Second free throw coming up for him. And the second one is good. So 1 for 2 from the free throw line is Storm. He's got 7 points in this third quarter alone. Seth Sharp has it. Dribbling it up across the timeline. Now getting down the baseline on the far side. Shot is up and no good. He gets his own offensive rebound, though. Ball stripped away as Seth Sharp tried saving it, but throws it right into the hands of Caden Klum. Klum in the corner, being double-teamed right now. Looking around. 6, down to 5, now to the corner. Jay Storm, a wide-open three-pointer at the buzzer. He missed it as the ball will go out of bounds as the clock expires. 3 quarters in the books. It's Potter County 55, the Ethan Rustlers 33. We'll go to a one-minute Integra timeout break when we come back. The start of quarter number 4 right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
It's harvest time, and C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer, is here to help you get in the field and keep you going all season long. As your partner in agriculture, you can turn to C&B Operations to find new and used John Deere equipment, to find parts, or to schedule service and inspections on your equipment. Stop into your local C&B or visit DeereEquipment.com to view current inventory and learn about available discounts and promotions, too. That's DEEREequipment.com. See Stan C Store. Say that 3 times fast. Stan C Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C Store. Off sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C Store in Gettysburg. Go! Battlers.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry Mowbridge, drive sober or get pulled over. to start a quarter number four right here on 100.7 FM KMLO as Drake Bassett has control of the basketball in the low block. Shot is up, no good. Seth Sharp coming down with an offensive rebound. And then it's stripped out of his hands. Number 24, Cody Klum, went to the baseline to try to save the basketball, but he's not able to do so, and Potter County will keep control. Andrus will check back into the ball game here, so a great sign for a Rustler fan. Lukens throwing it into the backcourt. He'll now dribble it up across the half-court line. Lukens, a three-pointer. He needs this one, and he got it. Grant Lukens with his first three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 7 points, and Potter County now leads 58-33. Here's the Rustlers the other way, and that ball will go out of bounds quickly. Last touch by Potter County. 7:28 to go in the ball game. 29 on the shot clock, and the Rustlers will inbound. Jay Storm, inbounds pass to the right wing. Three-pointer is up and no good by Klum. Lukens coming down with the rebound and a foul called. Frustration foul there on number 22, Corey Storm. It'll be a second personal foul. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. Here's Cooper Logan off the inbounds pass. Shot is up, no good. Jay Storm coming down with the rebound as he'll dribble this one up across the timeline, guarded closely by Drake Bassett. He'll kick it to the free throw line. Now back out to the right wing. Three-point shot is up, no good. Ball tipped around, and Lukens coming down with it. Lukens being tripped up here, and a foul call. They'll go against Andrus. Riley Andrus coming up with the foul. Actually, no, they're going to give it to number 24, Cody Klum. So that's his first personal foul. Team 6. Cooper Logan with an inbounds pass to the corner. Grant Lukens has it. Driving on the baseline, lost control of the basketball, but it goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Rustlers. 6:58 remaining in the ballgame. Here's Lukens. Inbounding it. Cooper Logan, a three-pointer. It rattles in and out. Offensive rebound going to Lukens, and a foul called. Grant Lukens will head to the free throw line for two shots. Cooper Logan got up slow here. He's got a little limp as well. Appears to be all right as he stays in the ballgame. First free throw for Grant Lukens is no good. Second free throw coming up. And it is good. So 1-for-2 on the free throw is Grant Lukens. He's got 8 points in this third quarter. Storm kicking it up court. Logan Cook has it. Now to the left wing. Storm down to the corner. Andrus, a three-pointer. That's no good off the back of the rim. An offensive rebound going to Cook. Cook back to the left side. Now feeding it down low to Klum. Klum handing it off. Andrus, nice feed down low to Jay Storm. He can't finish. A second chance opportunity is up and no good, but a foul called. And so Jay Storm will go to the free throw line for two shots. Jay Storm to the free throw line. Here's the first shot. And that one rattles in and out. It's no good. Second free throw for Storm. And it is good. So 1-for-2 free throws for Jay Storm. He's got 8 points in the second half for the Rustlers. 59-34, Potter County with the lead. 6:15 remaining in the ballgame. Here's Lukens backing in on the baseline. Shot is up and no good, but a foul called. Grant Lukens to the free throw line for two more shots. Lukens with two shots. The foul is going to go against Corey Storm. As the first free throw, no good by Grant Lukens. One more free throw shot coming up. for Grant Lukens, and he hits. So one for two on the free throws again for Grant Lukens. He's got 9 points. The Rustlers with the basketball right now on the left wing. Kicking it to Jay Storm, top of the key. His three-pointer is up, no good. Seth Sharp coming down with the rebound, and Logan Decker the other way. Decker to Lukens. Shot won't fall. Rebound going into the hands of number 22, Corey Storm for the Rustlers, as he's going to turn the ball over. A turnover for the Rustlers here. 5:48 remaining in the ball game, and a timeout called on the floor. 5:48 to go in the ball game. It's Potter County 60, the Ethan Rustlers 34. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout. We'll be right back with more high school basketball coverage on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Neumeier and Smith, attorneys at law, are glad to help bring you this broadcast of Battler Sports. See Neumeier and Smith for wills, estate planning and probate matters, real estate matters, business, agriculture, and elder law. Call Neumeier and Smith Law Office at 765-2494. That's 765-2494. Proud to be a sponsor of Potter County Sports. Neumeier and Smith Law Office in Gettysburg.
Welcome back. We are in quarter number four between the Potter County Battlers. They have 60 on your Real Tough Livestock scoreboard. And the Ethan Rustlers with 34. Both teams heading back out onto the floor in this fourth quarter. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO. Lowry Mobridge, Buzz Driving is Drunk Driving. Potter County with the basketball. We will have your premier equipment post-game show where we will name your Venture Communications player of the game at the end of this one. Here's Lukens working down the middle of the lane. Lukens lost control of the basketball, and now he gets called for a foul. Maybe a frustration foul there from Grant Lukens. I believe that's his third personal, sixth team foul. 5:35 to go. An uphill battle for the Ethan Rustlers. Andrus has it, handing it off. Jay Storm pulling up just inside the three-point line. He hits for two. Jay Storm's got 10 points in the second half. Here's Cooper Logan, inbounding to Seth Sharp, now throwing it up court. Grant Lukens has it. He'll drive down the baseline. Shot is up and good. Count the basket in the foul. A beautiful feed from Cooper Logan. Up court to Grant Lukens on the baseline. He drove down to the low block and put it in. 4-2, and he'll have one more chance at the free throw line for a three-point play. Hasn't been great from the free throw line here in the second half. Referee throwing the towel back to the Potter County bench, and now he'll bounce the basketball to the free throw line to Grant Lukens. Looking to complete the and one, and it's no good. So Grant Lukens continuing to struggle from the free throw line, but not from the field. Here's the Rustlers, quickly the other way, breaking the press. Andrus has it back outside, a three-pointer on the way by Caden Klum. It's no good. And a foul will be called after the shot. I believe it's Andrus picking up the foul. And one and one free throws coming up the other way. Actually make it two free throws coming up as Potter County is in the double bonus now. Grant Lukens will go to the line for two shots. First free throw coming up, and it is no good. Grant Lukens has really struggled here from the charity stripe, which is not usually common for him. The second free throw is good, though. So one for two on the free throws is Lukens. Potter County 63, the Ethan Rustlers 36. Under 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Here's Storm. In the corner, handing it off. Andrus on the drive. Andrus will put it home for two. Riley Andrus has 8 points here in the second half. Cooper Logan the other way for Potter County, slowing things up a little bit. Obviously, Ethan wanting to come with pressure. Here's Logan working down low. Shot is up, and oh my goodness. Cooper Logan putting it in again for two. He has been phenomenal this game. Cooper Logan with 28 points, now a steal off the full court pressure. It's Grant Lukens driving baseline. Grant Lukens fouled as he hits the floor hard and will go to the line for two more free throws. 4:20 remaining in the ballgame. Third personal foul here for Caden Klum. First free throw is good for Grant Lukens. One more coming up for him. And the second free throw is good. It's 2 for 2 on the free throws. There is Grant Lukens. He now has 25 points on the game. The Rustlers with the basketball now. Jay Storm in the corner throwing up a three-pointer. He hits right between the eyes from downtown. A great second half for Jay Storm, but it might be too little too late here for the Rustlers. Drake Bassett getting it up court. Cooper Logan has it. Guarded by Klum. He'll now drive to the post. Beautiful feed down low. Seth Sharp puts it on for two. The way Cooper Logan facilitates this offense is something to be seen. He finds another wide open man on the low block. It's Potter County 69, the Ethan Rustlers 41. Klum to the corner. Andrus. Thought about a three-pointer, guarded by Arbach. Now hands it off to Jay Storm, top of the key. Storm to the corner. Now driving Cook on the feed to the baseline. Klum trying to find Jay Storm down low, and a tie-up here. Possession arrow staying with the Rustlers. Alex Tanner, Falkenhagen checking into the ball game. It's Seth Sharp and Drake Bassett will head to the bench. 3:23 remaining in the ball game. Storm will inbound here. Bounce pass into Klum. Klum on the drive, back outside. Looking around. Now Andrus has a three-point opportunity. He missed it all. An offensive rebound by Caden Klum, and he puts it home for two. That's 3 points in the ballgame for Caden Klum. Falkenhagen working the other way. Beautiful feed down low. Alex Tanner putting it home for the Battlers. Quickly the other way is Andrus, and he finishes for two. 71-45. Potter County with the lead. 2:50 remaining in the ballgame. Here's Logan. Working top of the key and a foul by Andrus. Cooper Logan will head to the free throw line for two shots. And Andrus will head to the bench with five fouls as the Ethan Rustlers fan base will stand up and give him a round of applause as he will head off the floor. Cooper Logan to the free throw line. Andrus will leave the floor here with five fouls. Cooper Logan's first free throw is no good. Andrus, a junior here for the Ethan Rustlers, he's going to be a big-time playmaker for these guys next season. The second free throw is up and good for Cooper Logan. He goes 1 for 2 from the line. My stat sheet filling up for Cooper Logan. 29 points in the ballgame. Here's the Rustlers, and a foul called on Alex Tanner. And 1-1 free throws now for the Ethan Rustlers. So every foul from here on out, both teams will be shooting free throws. Corey Storm to the line for two shots. For a 1-1, excuse me. As the 1-1 free throw's no good. Offensive rebound going to Jay Storm, though, as he swings it back outside. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good. And now finally Grant Lukens coming down with the rebound. He wants to go in transition behind the back to the rim. He can't finish, but a defensive rebound by Jay Storm. The Rustlers up court looking to answer, and a foul called. Cooper Logan will pick up the foul here. 72-45 with 2:20 remaining in the ballgame. Cooper Logan now with three personal fouls in the ballgame. First free throw is up and good. Cody Klum at the free throw line. He's got 6 points on the evening. Here's the second free throw coming up. And that one's good as well. 2 for 2 on the free throws. He's got 7 points in the second half. Grant Lukens with the basketball. Looking for the screen from Logan. Lukens will drive. Lukens' shot won't fall. Offensive rebound, and Lukens puts it home for two. Grant Lukens now with 27 points. 2 minutes remaining in the ball game. Here's Storm. Swing to the right side. Three-pointer is up, no good. Grant Lukens coming down with the rebound as he dribbles this one up the timeline. 150 remaining in the ballgame. Lukens to Falkenhagen. Falkenhagen working down the middle of the lane. His shot is up, no good. Blocked away by Jay Storm. And now Clunes will work this basketball across the timeline, looking to go coast to coast, but he lost the handle. Alex Tanner with a football pass up court. Here's Cooper Logan to call in Arbach, and Arbach will finish at the rim. Arbach with his first 2 points. Now Klum, a quick three-pointer. That won't fall. And Grant Lukens coming down with the rebound. They'll walk this one up across the timeline. 1:15 remaining in the ballgame. Cooper Logan with the basketball. We have a timeout by Potter County, but it's just to bring the subs into the ballgame, as now both fans will get on their feet. A round of applause for both teams. Jay Storm staying on the floor here for the Ethan Rustlers. Bloom will head to the bench, though. Cody Klum being subbed out of the ballgame. Also, Tate Klum checking out. Checking in here for the wrestlers. Couple subs off the bench. Here's Colin Arbach with it, top of the key. Colin Arbach to Falkenhagen. 57 seconds to go. Falkenhagen handing it off. Alex Tanner with 50 seconds remaining. Tanner over to Falkenhagen. Grabs it with one hand. Now works his way to the top of the key. Three-pointer is up and no good. And the rebound going into the hands of number 22, Corey Storm. And he's fouled by Alex Tanner. And free throws coming up for the wrestlers the other way. I believe it'll be a 1-1. 9 team fouls for the Battlers. Corey Storm at the free throw line. 1-1 free throws here. Here's the first free throw. And that's no good. Alex Tanner coming down with the rebound. 37 seconds remaining in the ball game. 30 on the shot clock. Falkenhagen to Tanner. Tanner dribbling to the right wing. He'll swing it now to the right side. Van Wall has it. Dribbling to the corner. Now to the baseline as he throws the shot up and it falls for two. Skyler Van Well hitting from the baseline. He picks up his first 2 points of the ball game as now the benches will clear for the Rustlers. Caden Klum checking out for the last time in his high school career as he goes to the bench. 8 seconds to go. Potter County heading to the state tournament as the buzzer is about ready to sound. Here it does, and Potter County, the Battlers, are heading to the Class B state tournament. A 78-47 win over the Ethan Rustlers tonight inside of the Redfield Auditorium. We will head to a 3-minute timeout break. When we come back, we will have your Premier Equipment post-game show right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
LEC Construction of Gettysburg, South Dakota offers all types of building construction services, from commercial elevators to farm complexes, steel buildings, residential remodeling to new houses, retail buildings to apartment projects. Trust LEC Construction with your next project. For information about how they can help you, contact them today at 765-2759, 765-2759, or log on to lecconstruction.biz. LEC Construction of Gettysburg. With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota, on Highway 212. Go Battlers! Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
Broken glass, scratch paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky, it's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.net.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family owned since 1951.
Welcome back here to Renfield for your Premier Equipment post-game show. Dustin Stortzum with you on the call for this one between Potter County and the Ethan Rustlers. The final score, Potter County 78, the Ethan Rustlers 47, as Potter County is heading to the state tournament as we take a look at your final numbers here in the Premier Equipment post-game show. As first, we will start off with the final numbers for Potter County. Tonight, it was Cooper Logan, 29 points. He had 14 in the first half, 15 in the second. And this guy was almost lights out from the field. A fantastic bounce-back game for him after only having 8 points against Faulkton area. Logan Decker did not score, but he had 2 personal fouls to his name. Seth Sharp had 10 points, 6 in the first half, 4 in the second. For Grant Lukens, it was a normal day for him. 11 points in the first half. He had 16 in the second for a total of 27. Drake Bassett had 4 points in the first half and 2 points in the second half. He had a total of 10. On the bench tonight for Potter County was Alex Tanner with 2 points, Colin Arbach with 2 points, and Skylar Van Well with 2 points as well. Taking a look at your final numbers for the Ethan Rustlers, it was Jace Storm, the starting point guard, number 3. He had 19.6 in the first half, 13 in the second. Tried to keep the Ethan Rustlers in it, but it was a little too late for Jay Storm. Cody Klum had 7 points on the evening, all 7 coming in the second half. Tate Klum had 2 points, and it was those 2 points coming in the first half. Caden Klum had 1 point in the first half, 2 in the second for a total of 3. And Riley Andres had 4 points in the first half, 14 in the second half. And he was a big part of that huge run that the Ethan Rustlers went on. On the bench, it was Corey Storm with 2 points off the bench and 2 personal fouls. That's going to wrap things up from Redfield this evening as we want to thank our sponsors one more time for their coverage of tonight's game on 100.7 FM KMLO. We'll start with CMB Operations John Deere. But first, before I do that, I want to name our Venture Communications player of the game. That's Cooper Logan this evening. 29 points for him. A fantastic game as he wills Potter County to the state tournament. Another shout out to our game sponsors tonight, CNB Operations, John Deere, Gas and Goody, Stan C Store, Newmeyer, and Smith Law Office, LEC Construction Services, Brown Agronomy, Schlachter Lumber, Gettysburg Collision Center, and also Langer's Family Foods, Great Western Bank, AMPI, Hovind Co-op, and Prairie Stop, M&R Auction, Dakota House, Plains Commerce Bank, Hovind Equity Exchange, Kruger's Food Fair, and also to Montana Dakota Utilities, and our sports video sponsor, CHS River Plains and Canby's Pass, Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, and our sports scoreboard tonight, Real Tough Livestock Equipment. That's going to wrap it up for me, Dustin Stordsome, in the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. This playoff game was brought to you by 100.7 FM KMLO, its advertisers, and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Athletic Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Athletic Association. 78-47, a huge win for Potter County. They're heading to the state tournament. Thank you for listening to this edition of High School Basketball on 100.7 FM KMLO.